Welcome to Picton's podcast. This evening we're going to talk about time travel. Is time travel possible? Wouldn't people have come back from the future and said so? What about people killing their grandfathers? Why didn't anyone come to Stephen Hawking's time travel party? Maybe they come back hidden inside UFOs. Perhaps it's the law in the future. Time travel tales go back a long way, right back to the Hindu Mahabharata. H.G. Wells wrote The Time Machine way back, the film I watched whilst entering into some time travel myself, thanks to some Mexican substances. Give me my soul back, Mexicans! Maybe Donald Trump was right. Aren't you kidding there? Then there was Father Onetti's chronovisor for viewing time. Spill the beans, Vatican. The invisible, then time-travelling ship of the Philadelphia Experiment. I retraced its route between Norfolk, Virginia and Philadelphia last time I was stateside. That one links to the Montauk Project and Dr. David Lewis Anderson, the science face of modern time travel, and his friend Peter Moon. John Titor appeared on the internet in 2000 claiming to be a time traveller, before vanishing again not long after. Then there is all the fiction. I suppose it's all fiction. Rip Van Winkle, Dickens, A Christmas Carol, Doctor Who, Terminator, flashback to First Date Alsatian situation, Back to the Future, Quantum Leap, Groundhog Day, inspiration for Colin and Astral Project's Groundhog Life, Goodnight Sweetheart, Torchwood, Ashes to Ashes. I met Gene Hunt's ghost, Mason Cain, in a pub once, courtesy of Mrs. Tribble's towel party. Good night.